KXFM is Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach. Today we are doing a series of interviews with people from our local community about the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's impacting just about every industry we have. So on the phone now, we are lucky to be joined by Pam Estes and Linda Seville. They are from the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Laguna Beach. Hi, ladies. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you. So first of all, how are you both doing? How are your families? I'm starting every interview with this question. Are you in isolation? Are you doing okay?
Well,
yes
Pam
and yes.
Here. I'm doing fine. Definitely. I've been in isolation with my husband since Saturday. And all of our team so far from the Boys and Girls Club are all healthy and doing well.
Great. Linda, you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Been self-imposed hunkering down isolation since last Wednesday.
Okay.
For more than a week.
Well, I want to talk first operationally, and maybe, Pam, these questions are best suited for you to answer. The Boys and Girls Club is closed, so is there anything going on administratively for you guys right now during this time?
Yeah, actually, I don't think I've worked in the past month as hard as I have in the past few days.
Wow.
And that goes for our team as well. I'm just in awe of the group that we've got and, the enthusiasm, the energy, just everybody is just wanting to do whatever they can. So for us right now, we closed as of Friday evening. And we're expecting minimally to be closed to having our facilities closed for a minimum of 8 weeks. And but during that time, we're just about we have been developing virtual programming that also incorporates video chat components. And those are in all of our program areas that we normally have in the arts, recreation, education, and then we also are going to be reaching out to parents personally, making phone calls, finding out what they need,
right,
letting them know that we're here for them. We're going to be sending out a weekly newsletter that'll include updates from the CDC and healthcare agency, and as well as parenting tips for, parenting through crisis and how kids deal with trauma and helping them through it. And then we'll also include activities that parents can be doing with their kids that are what we call disguised learning.
Well, you've really had to just pivot the whole mission, and maybe not the mission, but at least the services of the Boys and Girls Club during this time to accommodate. I mean, wow, that sounds like a lot of work indeed.
Yeah, it really is. And the reason why we feel this is so important is that, I'm certain that we're going to get through this. And I am just as certain that when we do, that our young people are going to need us more than ever before. Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. the relationships that they have developed with our staff, with each single kid that's walked through our doors. Those relationships are going to be so important when this is over and they come back through the doors. And having, a familiar face, someone they already know they can trust, that they know cares about them, is going to be the key to helping them get through this and get beyond it. So if there's a way we can stay connected with them and keep those relationships going during the interim, that's just going to contribute to the resiliency that they're going to have when they come through.
So can you touch a little bit on, I know you talked a minute ago about it, the activity suggestions that you have for parents and kids at home. I mean, I've got a couple teenagers under my roof and they're already going stir crazy after 4 days of this. So I can't imagine having even younger kids right now. What are some examples that you have that you can do together as a family?
Well, there's a lot out there. There's a ton of resources. And one of the things that we're also doing is that we'll be including on our website links to all of these resources with that lists all different kinds of activities for all kinds of ages. You know, this is an opportunity to, you know, there's tons of like virtual museums that you can go on tours online with. It's a chance to get really creative with writing and the arts. You know, we're all eating at home now. So, so making that an adventure too, and a way to include everyone in it. Those are just some of the things that you can do, but really we'll have a ton of resources for a one-stop shop for parents on our website.
Great.
Okay, Linda Seville is the board president of the Boys and Girls Club. And Linda, I can't imagine what you guys are going through financially right now as you consider the impacts this is going to have on your nonprofit. Of course, we feel the same way over here at the radio station. But tell us the status of the gala and what's going to happen.
Well, it unfortunately, this is hitting everybody at the same time. And most nonprofits depend heavily on their gala and fundraising. We certainly do. Over 80% of our funding comes from individual giving at our galas and events. So at this time, our gala was scheduled for the first weekend in May at the Montage. We have an option to delay it into the later part of summer, but a lot of organizations in our community have already indicated that they may be doing virtual galas, and that's something we're going to look at too. This is a very difficult time. We need leadership and strength to support each other, and part of that is supporting our community in any way we can. Right now, it's about helping the kids get through this and us getting through it too.
Right. Can I ask, just detail-oriented, did you already have auction items lined up that you could theoretically put on an online auction if you wanted to?
Yes, we do.
This is Pam. Yeah, we do have that. And you know, my hope is that, you know, we have gotten some sponsorships in prior to all of this, and that I believe that the people that have sponsored the gala, they care about the kids, and that's what it's about. And so hopefully those sponsorships will still, you know, be able to help us get through this. For us, our payroll, every pay period is $60,000. So, you know, we're looking 8 weeks out. And so we are going to need all of the community support in order to really be here for our kids, even through all this.
That was going to be my next question, is are you able to pay everybody involved with the club, from, you know, the workers who spend time with the kids after school to administrative to everybody? Are you able to keep them all paid during this time?
Well, our goal is for us to stay whole. But the reality is that we're going to have to make some adaptations. And, you know, we're looking at everything right now, and we've been very open with our whole team about what we're looking at. We're still in the planning phase of how this is going to work out. And for one thing, our executive team are all taking pay cuts right now. We will have to eventually have some folks go on a temporary furlough and receive unemployment insurance. But our goal is that when we open those doors back up, that we have everyone there to greet the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And then touch on again those resources that you have. When do you expect all of that to become available? And where can families go to find all of the virtual Boys and Girls Club resources?
Yeah, we're hoping to have that in the mix next week. And they can go to our website, which is www.bgclagunabeach.org. And there'll be updates there. And I encourage everyone to check that. And whether or not you're a club your kids are club members or not, this is a way that we want to help support all the families in the community and really, you know, give the kids some lightness and a sense of normalcy.
Well, I mean, that really shows, I think, the heart and the testament of the Boys and Girls Club, that you're not only making that information available to your membership, you know, who pay to receive services from you, but to anybody. And that shows, you know, your commitment to making sure families get through this. So I want to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to encourage the public to do to help during this time or anything at all?
I mean, you know, the one of the bright spots of all of this is that really seeing how we are in this together. And the amount of care and compassion that I'm seeing everywhere, it's all coming to the top. And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, we just need to support each other. And especially, you know, our most vulnerable and also our most valuable resource, which is our kids.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Linda Seville and Pam Estes, Boys and Girls Clubs here in Laguna Beach. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today, and stay safe with your families. Thank you for what you're doing for our community. And like you said, we can't wait for our kids to come back through those doors.
Thank you, Tyler.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, KXFM, we'll continue its series of interviews today about the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's affecting our community. Coming up next at 12:30, Chanel Hawken. She's the Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for Cox in the entire state of California. We're going to talk about our internet services and stuff like that during this period of time. We're going to talk to Dr. James Shin. He's an ER doctor at Hoag in Irvine. I've got a lot of questions for him. I'm really glad he's coming on the air with us. At 1:30, we've got Captain Rachel Johnson of Laguna Beach Police Department. And then finally, we're going to talk about the arts and specifically our local playhouse with Annie Wareham. That's at 2 o'clock. So keep tuned in. And again, we will have all these podcasts later today as well. It's KXFM in Laguna Beach.